Chapter 8, Section 2, Wave Properties. As you read, what you'll learn. You'll learn to describe the relationship between the frequency and wavelength of a wave. You'll explain why waves travel at different speeds. Why it's important. The properties of a wave determine whether the wave is useful or dangerous. Review vocabulary. Speed. The distance traveled divided by the time needed to travel the distance. New vocabulary words. Amplitude, wavelength, frequency. Amplitude. Page 231. Can you describe a wave? For a water wave, one way might be to tell how high the wave rises above or falls below the normal level. This distance is called the wave's amplitude. The amplitude of a transverse wave is one-half the distance between a crest and a trough, as shown in Figure 6. In a compressional wave, the amplitude is greater when the particles of the medium are squeezed closer together in each compression and spread farther apart in each rarefaction. Amplitude and energy. A wave's amplitude is related to the energy that the wave carries. For example, the electromagnetic waves that make up bright light have greater amplitudes than the waves that make up dim light. Waves of bright light carry more energy than the waves that make up dim light. In a similar way, loud sound waves have greater amplitudes than soft sound waves. Loud sounds carry more energy than soft sounds. If a sound is loud enough, it can carry enough energy to damage your hearing. When a hurricane strikes a coastal area, the resulting water waves carry enough energy to damage almost anything that stands in their path. The large waves caused by a hurricane carry more energy than the small waves or ripples on a pond. Page 232. The devastating effect that a wave with a large amplitude can have is seen in the aftermath of tsunamis. Tsunamis are huge sea waves that are caused by underwater earthquakes along faults on the seafloor. The movement of the seafloor along the fault produces the wave. As the wave moves towards shallow water and slows down, the amplitude of the wave grows. The tremendous amount of energy tsunamis carry cause great damage when they move ashore. Wavelength. Another wave to describe a wave by its wavelength. Figure 7 shows the wavelength of a transverse wave and a compressional wave. For a transverse wave, wavelength is the distance from the top of one crest to the top of the next crest, or from the bottom of one trough to the bottom of the next trough. For a compressional wave, the wavelength is the distance between the center of one compression and the center of the next compression, or from the center of one rarefaction to the center of the next rarefaction. Electromagnetic waves have wavelengths that range from kilometers for radio waves to less than the diameter of an atom for X-rays and gamma rays. This range is called the electromagnetic spectrum. Figure 8 shows the names given to different parts of the electromagnetic spectrum. Visible light is only a small part of the electromagnetic spectrum. It is the wavelength of visible light waves that determine their color. For example, the wavelength of red light waves is longer than the wavelength of green light waves. Page 233, frequency. The frequency of a wave is the number of wavelengths that pass a given point in 1 second. The unit of frequency is the number of wavelengths per second, or hertz. The abbreviation, capital H, little z. Recall the waves are produced by something that vibrates. The faster the vibration is, the higher the frequency is of the wave that is produced. Reading check. How is the frequency of a wave measured? A sidewalk model. For waves that travel with the same speed, frequency and wavelength are related. To model this relationship, imagine people on two parallel moving sidewalks in an airport, as shown in Figure 9. One sidewalk has 4 travelers spaced 4 meters apart. The other sidewalk has 16 travelers spaced 1 meter apart. Now imagine that both sidewalks are moving at the same speed and approaching a pillar between them. on each side, on which sidewalk will most or more people go past the pillar? On the sidewalk with the shorter distance between people, four people will pass the pillar for each one person on the other sidewalk. When four people pass the pillar on the first sidewalk, 16 people pass the pillar on the second sidewalk. Page 234, frequency and wavelength. Suppose that each person in figure 9 represents the crest of a wave. Then the movement of the people on the first sidewalk is like a wave with a wavelength of 4 meters. For the second sidewalk, the wavelength would be 1 meter. On the first sidewalk, where the wavelength is longer, the people pass the pillar less frequently. Smaller frequencies result in longer wavelengths. On the second sidewalk, where the wavelength is shorter, the people pass the pillar more frequently. Higher frequencies result in shorter wavelengths. This is true for all waves that travel at the same speed. As the frequency of a wave increases, its wavelength decreases. Reading check. How are frequency and wavelength related? Color and pitch. Because frequency and wavelength are related, either the wavelength or frequency of a light wave determines the color of the light. For example, blue light has a larger frequency and shorter wavelength than red light. Either the wavelength or frequency determines the pitch of a sound wave. Pitch is how high or low a sound seems to be. When you sing a musical scale, the pitch and frequency increase from note to note. Wavelength and frequency are also related for sound waves traveling in air. As the frequency of sound waves increases, their wavelength decreases. Figure 10 shows how the frequency and wavelengths change for notes on a musical scale. Page 235, wave speed. You've probably watched a distant thunderstorm approach on a hot summer day. You see a bolt of lightning flash between a dark cloud and the ground. If the thunderstorm is many kilometers away, several seconds will pass between when you see the lightning and when you hear the thunder. This happens because light travels much faster in air than sound does. Light travels through air at about 300 million meters per second. Sound travels through air at about 340 meters per second. The speed of any wave can be calculated from this equation. Wave speed in meters per second equals the frequency in hertz times the wavelength in meters. In this equation, the wavelength is represented by the symbol, and you can see the symbol there, which is the Greek letter lambda. When mechanical waves such as sound and electromagnetic waves such as light travel in different materials, they change speed. Mechanical waves usually travel fastest in solids and slowest in gases. Electromagnetic waves travel fastest in gases and slowest in solids. For example, the speed of light is about 30% faster in air than in water. Section 2 review. Summary. Amplitude. In a transverse wave, the amplitude is 1/2 the distance between a crest and a trough. The larger the amplitude, the greater the energy carried by the wave. Wavelength. For a transverse wave, wavelength is the distance from crest to crest or from trough to trough. For a compressional wave, wavelength is the distance from compression to compression or from rarefaction to rarefaction. Frequency. The frequency of a wave is the number of wavelengths that pass a given point in 1 second. For waves that travel at the same speed, as the frequency of the wave increases, its wavelength decreases. That ends the second section of Chapter 8, Wave Properties.